Hi guys, what's up?
Okay, no, you shouldn't host.
Exactly. Hey, my point.
Welcome to the Screen Zone podcast. That's a banger of an opening after what? A few weeks of no activity, no videos, nothing.
Almost a month, I think. Entirety of February, did we upload anything?
Yeah, I don't think so. The last one was way back when, like, we did one on HBO Max.
We did Witcher. HBO Max. Right.
Yeah, that one. So,
there's been a lot of things
that have come out. And obviously, the biggest thing that has come out in this, like, last month or so is WandaVision. And this whole episode is dedicated to that. We're going to be talking about the show, review it, complete with spoilers, because it's a TV show. You should have seen it by now. But there's also a lot of other things that have happened. And March is a big month for media in general, right? We have WandaVision. We have
Cap and Winter Soldier coming out.
Falcon Winter Soldier. We got Snyder Cut and Kong vs. Godzilla at the end. So hopefully we're going to be able to put out like more videos soon.
Yeah, we have a shoot project coming up. Hopefully uske around we'll be able to see these things and make more videos. I like how you can tell it's been a while because new chashma, new layout, same two dumbasses. We are talking about WandaVision. Let's talk about WandaVision.
Cool. So now a preface that I watched the show week by week as it came out. And Madhav
I binged it in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, also, we didn't even say I'm Madhav. God.
Flashbacks to the first
episode. We haven't improved at all now, have we?
Why would we? We just layout change kiya yaar. Aur mere ko chashma laga
hai. Yeah, fine. So this is Madhav. I am Rahul and welcome to the Screen Zone. Blah, blah, blah. Let's start. So I watched the show week by week. Madhav watched the show in like 2 days right before the finale came out.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's going to factor in our opinions on how we receive the show.
For sure.
For
considering
sure,
what all the content in the show, it definitely is going to be
because the show is structured for a weekly release. Because the way the cliffhangers end and all that, it's very much supports that weekly release schedule. But in any way, we're gonna see how that turns out. So, why don't you start out? What were your expectations going into the show? And like the first couple of episodes are very slow, right? So how are you feeling then?
So here's the thing. I've heard a lot of complaints about the first like 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them because I was seeing it from a writing standpoint. I was like, to write something that captures the essence of a decade-defining sitcom back from the, like, 50s and 60s. And to do that, like, of a different decade each episode while serving your story, while trying to tell the story you're trying to tell, to set it up at least. That's a big challenge if you think about it. If you sit down and write it, it will be hard. Considering that these are characters we know already, how do you make them fit into this new scenario that you've come up with? And so I really loved it. And I thought that the writing was actually kind of funny, which it should be because they're basically trying to emulate a sitcom. And I like how there were hints of what the twist is going to be. But they weren't trying to be too, like, clever about it. I'm not really getting the word. It was kind of self-aware. This is the hint. And we know we're giving you a hint. This is not something we're dropping, hoping ki tum log baad mein dekhoge, Reddit pe whole blow up hoga. They're being self-aware about it, which I really like. And so the first 3 episodes I really loved in that sense.
Same with me. So like I watched them week by week, right? So the first week, the first episode drops and like we knew that, they're going to play around in the sitcom style and then later get into the actual Marvel thing with the real world and all that. But The first two episodes were a genuine surprise because it was 99% just invested in the sitcom aspect, with maybe 1% hinting at something sinister going on.
Excellent way to bring the audience into the world you're creating.
Yeah.
More like into the world Wanda's creating, but okay.
Sorry, continue. And then, of course, with the third and fourth, the third episode, we like at the end of the third episode, we open up into the actual reality. The fourth episode is completely set in the on the other side. And then from the fifth episode, we kind of flip flop around the real world and Wanda's the Hex, which I really like. Darcy gave that name, the Hex. Really cool. Hex. And we'll get into the individual characters in a moment now. So,
yeah,
I think starting with just the primary characters, right? Wanda and Vision. These two, it's very surprising, especially with Wanda, that the MCU never had, like, there has been so many significant events in her life in the MCU, but she's never been a primary focus of any of them, like in any of the movies or anything. And it almost felt like she was just a supporting character, but with too much of a baggage behind her. And fuck, Elizabeth Olsen is so good in this role. Her, Paul Bettany, like these guys are so good.
Both of them fucking killed it. And I'm not just talking about how they play Wanda and Vision. Mm-hmm. How they played Wanda and Vision in the 50s and the 60s.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was excellent. I didn't know Paul Bettany was such a good like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Bettany really surprised me in the first couple of episodes in the Black and White era.
I swear. Holy shit. Too good they were. So, one more thing I love, the episode titles.
Yeah, yeah. They never revealed so meta. It when they broadcasted it.
Yeah, I know.
They showed it like a few hours after they broadcast.
I like how they're referencing that this is the first primary MCU series.
Yeah.
And they're treating it like such with the broadcast. Because there's like, we interrupt this program on the series finale. Shit like that. It was awesome. That's what makes me think. That's why I liked it, because they went really creative with the writing, which is good, because this is a story where you can go creative. This is not Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I don't know what the fuck is going to happen with that. But
Even I'm not that excited. Like, I'll watch it, obviously. I am like, I'm not.
I'll wait for your review, then I won't watch it.
Huh? And the next Marvel movie you're going to watch,
I don't think Black Widow mein they're going to show Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No, not that, but like going forward, like from next year onwards and all. Kevin Feige and team, they're not like, they obviously know that being the Disney Plus series they are, not everyone is going to be able to watch them right now. So you can't do too much of a big event in these shows so that it will really affect like 5-6 movies. Because like there's a chance that some people are not going to be able to watch them. And like with this show, going into Doctor Strange 2, we know that like whatever happens in this show, how it affects, and we can see what's gonna happen there to some extent. But if someone hasn't watched the show, God help them.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure like this is going to be the same for... And that also commands a lot of respect for the audience that like Feige has. Like he knows that, okay, we've made like 23 movies, 24 movies up till now. We know our audience. We know that they're not... Like the people who really care about this stuff are not going to miss any of it. And at this point, we don't have to pander to the general audience. In the sense that they
have a little more freedom to do what they want. Little more, nahi. Actually, at this point, they really can do whatever they want.
Yeah. They can do a lot of shit because they know people who actually care about this stuff. Like if you're a very very casual viewer who's like watched maybe like 3-4 Marvel movies or something, then like you're still gonna enjoy it, but you won't appreciate a lot of things.
A lot of things. For example, Monica Rambeau. If people have seen only like Avengers or something, they will not know who the fuck she is.
Yeah.
She turns out to be the daughter of one of the Captain Marvel's friend. Maria Rambeau. Yeah. which is good because now there's more context to Captain Marvel, which that is something that that movie desperately needed. But coming back to WandaVision, it's so okay. Are we done with the first three episodes? Do we move on?
I think we spoke. I mean, what else is there? I did like how in the first three episodes, all the like it was very mysterious. It was basically playing out as a like suspense mystery series. Like it wasn't too heavy-handed, as you said, where the hints were not like too much in your face.
Yeah,
and it treated the audience with. And also, one thing I saw when the show was going on during like fifth or sixth episode, somewhere around that time, there were some websites which were writing that basically they were echoing the emotion that we are tired of this cliffhanger thingy, and like they were basically, stay with me here, they were basically like kind of against the idea of, you know, dropping small hints and dhire dhire building up the whole thing. And one guy from Forbes, this author who I follow, like he writes on gaming and entertainment, he wrote an article and the headline was, "No, WandaVision isn't slow. We just forgot how to watch TV." And I 1000% agree with that statement because,
yes,
especially in this era of like instant like binging and everything. Like if you watch something like Mandalorian, right? The same studio, Disney, same streaming service and all, and they also follow a weekly schedule. But Mandalorian, even though it still like has a, you know, a narrative,
overarching,
that overarching narrative, like linking each episode, it still is more standalone in nature compared to
WandaVision. Yeah, each episode has a lot going on in it. And each episode is kind of a self-contained adventure to get to the next one.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, you're right. This is more like a linear narrative split into episodes. And the cliffhanger thing, like,
I don't get it. I don't get why, like, that headline is so accurate.
Don't you want to, like, be left with something that makes you want to watch the next episode? Other than just the content of the show.
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Another
like people...
huge complaint I've heard, which I don't fucking understand, or a predictable tha to achha nahi. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
So what if it's predictable? If it's fun, problem kya hai? So was AK versus AK. I fucking love that. I've seen it thrice at this point.
Yeah. AK versus AK.
Fuck me over with Bhavesh.
Oh God, I love, but that movie is too smart for its own good.
It really is. And even this, like, there were a lot of points where they were going really meta, I felt. Like, the commercials.
Yes. Oh,
in
God,
between the episode. Another way that they're treating it like a series. They're actual commercials. Dude, amazing. I just wish that they had some time thread. Because the first three, though, I knew were Hydra. One of them was Stark Industries. The other two were Hydra. And then the others, I was trying to look for some or the other Easter egg. Maybe I just missed it. But
well, all of them basically connect. All of them were basically showing, not all, like the, except the last couple, they were all showing different like stages of Wanda's grief and what affected them. So like Stark Industries is because her parents died and all that. Hydra, because she got experimented on.
What was the soap thing?
Soap was, what was it called? The name. There was one which was called Lagos, which was the cleaning towel. Lagos is the place which she blew up in Civil War, at the start of Civil War.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I think I need to go back and watch just the ads to get like what they mean. But yeah, really cool that these tiny things like this, I want to make the show fun.
Yeah. And also, you know, those commercials, like those commercials were really for the audience, like for us, and not like your Kat Dennings and Monica and those, even though also an audience in their own right. Because that's also something, after the finale aired, some people were also like kind of complaining that, well, what's the significance of that? How does it connect? Like, not everything has to connect in a story thing. You know, some things can be a little more subtle. Some things can be just for the actual audience.
Just be for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the writers want to be creative with it.
Yeah.
Let it be. Fucking
Yeah, so let's get into it. So episode four, right? The episode first three, like there's not too much that happens.
So except, the first three, at the end of the third one, you finally start unraveling sort of what is happening. I just love how in the third, like they've emulated 70s sitcom so well. When Paul Bettany is outside and Catherine Hahn is talking to that neighbor or whatever.
Yeah.
Unke piche, the background is so clearly a matte painting.
Yeah.
On the other side also, it's just matte paintings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, I love that.
People really need to give more respect to the production design of
production
this show.
Production design. Holy shit.
Every decade. Yeah.
Because, so, for a lot of people, I don't think between the first and second episode, there would be much of a difference because they're both in black and white. But I could swear to myself ki while watching the second episode, like, something is different. Something has changed. It's either the furniture in their house or something has changed. So at first, mereko kya lag raha tha that it would just be 50s throughout. And then at some point, they'll go into color or whatever. It's not till the second episode ka end did I realize ki they're going decade-wise.
Acha.
50s, 60s, 70s, and then so on. Which is a really cool concept. It's really never been done before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And fuck, talk about that, the theme songs, the openings of every episode.
Every episode had different theme songs. Holy shit, that was awesome. Each and every one of them was fucking amazing.
Which was your favorite? It's a hard question, I know.
That is such a tough question, bro. Mat pooch mujhse.
I think mera, it has to be the...
I know what my favorite theme song is. Agatha All Along.
Both obviously, so everyone is singing that. It like came on like a number one iTunes or something after it came out.
Catchy.
I think opening I would say is the one where the Malcolm in the Middle wala opening.
Which was?
Episode 5. The Halloween
wala.
Huh. Where is the kids going with a handycam?
5 or 6? 5.
Episode...
Six
only. 5 ke end mein Pietro aata hai. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 6. I love that opening.
Where, what is happening?
It's the kids are going around the house with a handycam. And like,
right. Super cool. So super cool.
And I really like the growing pains wala, jisme they're painting over a canvas. And it's the 70s wala opening, which was the family running around in the
Outside the courtyard, in the lawn or whatever. Yeah. They've really nailed the fucking... They've nailed the essence of these shows, which shows that these people understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which I fucking love. Anyone who's like hating on the show can go fuck themselves, seriously.
Yeah.
In the fourth episode, we finally get to the real world. And I love the title also, we interrupt this program. So we finally come to the real world and we kind of sort of figure out what's happening because we see it through the point of Monica Rambeau, as we said, is uski beti. Here it is shown ki there is some military facility who is sort of monitoring what's going on outside the hex. And I'm really surprised that they got Kat Dennings of character of all people. I'm not against it, but it's just cool.
Yeah.
Also,
why not?
And then, why not? Also, John Krasinski is in this, man. God damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of
such
a
good
cameo,
actor.
But like, I don't know how people are missing it. I don't get it.
Nobody's talking about John Krasinski. They're all just saying Jimmy Woo. Like, guys, the guy gave us SGN.
I mean, it's probably a effect of Captain Marvel where like the Skrulls were inhabiting different faces. I don't know why people just couldn't
probably
figure it out.
I don't know why people are... Yeah. This is why people are hating on the show. They really need to like get woke about this. In the fourth episode, we find out that this military facility is monitoring what's happening. There, the mystery sort of grows because Monica Rambeau goes, meets John Krasinski and she's like, oh, this town, it doesn't exist. And we're like... So the mystery finally starts to build and unravel a bit. Another thing I love, the episodes are short. they know that they can't stretch it out to an hour, keep it at 30 minutes. Respect, good.
Yeah.
At the fourth episode kind it happens. No, fifth episode mein,
what thing?
Why can't I remember what happened in the fifth episode?
Fifth episode is the one, kya bolte hai, that growing pains wala where baby vision ka dikhata hai theme mein.
Right, that's right, the right. One. So in the fifth episode,
she gets the babies and they grow up.
That's, she gets the babies, they grow up. And that is the one where I think Vision finds out ki what's, Vision what finds Wanda out. Is doing. That was good because I was like, at some point this needs to happen.
Yeah, and I actually thought it would, they would drag it along a little bit more of Vision trying to find out.
And I give them respect for not doing that.
Yeah, yeah, because that would be like forced drama. Thoda zyada
ho jata. It would be forced because that's what I'm saying. That these people know that the audience is not stupid. The audience knows what's happening. I knew in the first two episodes that this is like a alternate reality she's created for herself. This is all like happening in her head. But not really. So I kind of knew what's happening, and I like that they don't treat the audience like dumb fucks.
Yeah.
And anyone who wants the audience to be treated like dumb fucks, go like watch Riverdale or something. I don't know.
Also, like even I respect them because there's like what by the eighth episode, there's nine episodes in total. So even by the eighth episode, nothing action-y has really happened. Like even if you take say the Halloween episode, right, where we see more power usage than the some other episodes, even there it's just like people casually using their powers for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Where we I like that the children got powers. That was cool.
Yeah.
And
in the fifth episode, after like Vision finds out, and at towards the end of the episode when they're about to have an argument.
Also, before, I love how they're having the argument while the credits are rolling.
Yeah.
That is so revealing of Wanda's character, because she's forcing that sitcom reality to happen while ignoring what actually has to be talked about.
Yeah.
Very character revealing, so subtle and entertaining as fuck. I love how even the audience like clapping and cheering and shit, and these people are having an argument.
Yes.
So cool.
And of
course, and then the doorbell rings.
And right before the doorbell, though, like when they're floating in the air, like stop lying to me, and they stop.
Yeah.
They start. Fuck. Like I know, like no one has thrown a laser or like thrown a punch or anything up until that point. But even just seeing these two beings flying towards each other, about to start a fight, it's a little scary. It's
a little bit, because you really don't know what's gonna happen at this point. Like, are they really gonna fight or something?
Yeah.
Because at that point, yeah, you're right. There hasn't been any action thing, and we know this is Marvel. There has to be something.
Yeah.
And this is the first point where you're really like, okay, is it gonna happen now? This is like a really awkward thing. This is not the first fight that you would expect to happen in a Marvel related thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then the doorbell rings.
Yeah. Okay. Abul, how was your whole experience with that scene? Because it's a big scene. and you were watching, like you were binging it. So like you had stayed away from all spoilers, right?
All of them. So
I had no clue that this was going to happen.
So here was my like moment by moment reaction. Okay. There's a shot of like the back of Pietro's head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but, and at first I was like, but they can't bring it back. But then I'm like, but Vision's back. So which means this also must be like created through her mind space, but she's acting like really weird about it. So could it be him? Could he really be alive? What the fuck is happening? And then it's like, Luke Evans.
Yeah.
Luke Evans is his name. No,
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters. Sorry. Luke Evans hai koi, never mind. Evan Peters. And I'm like, Peters. That is genius.
Yeah. God, I love that moment.
We didn't mention spoiler alert.
No, we spoiler did at alert. The start. Bole diya tha.
Achha,
also,
okay.
It's a show. Like, tum nahi dekh. It's the number one show in the world right now.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, why are you here?
Yeah.
So, and then he comes. And it's Evan Peters.
Yeah.
Like, Thank you for using your Fox acquisition, finally.
God, the...
I really thought Deadpool was going to be like the first Fox property.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's WandaVision now.
So with my experience, I had heard that Evan Peters was cast in the show. Like, no, I didn't know who he was cast as, but this was way back, like 4 or 5 months back. But then, like, while watching, obviously, I had like pretty much forgotten that that casting had happened. So the door rings, and the moment they show his back of his head, I knew, ye Evan Peters hona hi padega. Because just is that kind of a moment. And then they show him, the entire world just went crazy over that moment.
Crazy.
And the episode just ends. I love how that entire week after that episode
What the fuck were you guys doing for that entire week? I just clicked next episode.
That entire week, everyone was theorizing, oh God, abhi Fox aayega, fir ye hoga, fir ye, achha, ye multiverse khulega, ye wo, ye wo. I loved it. That was a great week.
Damn good. So fucking good. So that happened. I thought his recast was genius. Because not only does it work in the story, it works as a meta moment also.
Yeah.
It's like the writers just winking at the audience like,
pata hai na tereko.
Future past dekha hai tu. So yeah, that was so super cool. Very, very cool of them. Finally, Marvel needs to like do more shit like this now.
Yeah.
At this point. Maybe even bring back Peter Parker. But so in the sixth episode,
sixth is the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't mentioned it till now, but Elizabeth Olsen is fucking beautiful.
She is. Very...
Also, more meta shit. I like how they've had them wear their comic book adaptation costumes.
Huh. God.
I really like this show. They're being really creative with shit like this. Like, even Quicksilver is wearing his own. Both of them, even the
his
kids.
His own comic book costume. Even the kids.
Exactly,
even
the kids. And this was the episode where Vision finally starts unraveling what is actually happening. Right now, he knows what's happening. Now he sees what's happening. And
also one thing, like with Pietro, right? So... when they get Evan Peters, and the way you can tell that this show is really meant to be viewed on a week by week basis is just go from fifth ka end to sixth ka start. And at the start of the sixth episode, they say that like Pietro has been living with them for a while. Like it has been a few days or something. And even though technically speaking, he's in it for just three episodes, five, six, and then the finale. And one post-credit scene before that. But he's just there for like, three episodes. You feel that connection ki, okay, cool. Now he's a member of the family in that sixth episode.
Yeah, because the way they show him, he's just sleeping on their couch.
Yeah. Mom says he's more of what we call a man-child.
Cool shit, God. Man. Really, really
also,
cool
I love the kids. I love the kids.
The kids, I like the kids. I like seeing the kids while they're on screen. Their characters, I didn't really care about that much. That is one like biggest flaw I can say. I didn't really care about the kids that much. So when she's at the end, she's saying goodbye to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
When she says goodbye to Vision, I was like, "Pasi na aa raha aankhon mein thoda." But when she's saying goodbye to the kids, then get back in that ear. So when she's saying bye to the kids, I'm like. Okay, like I understand what's happening. I'm not really feeling it, but okay. I wish they had shown a little more relationship with the kids. And I felt they had some time for that, but I felt that they wanted to stay more focused on unraveling the mystery of the show and things like that, which is fine. That's understandable. So in the sixth episode, Vision finally realizes, because he sees what's happening, where...
at the edge of the town.
Where Wanda is basically Wi-Fi for these... vessels of human beings.
God.
They will only work if she's in a certain range.
I mean, Wanda already likes a robot, so... I mean, just think about it, right? Would you...
Do you think sleeping for him is not called sleeping, it's rebooting?
इफ समवन वुड हैव टोल्ड मी लाइक 2 months बैक कि ब्रो 2 महीना बाद तू मास इन्वेस्टेड रहेगा इन द रिलेशनशिप ऑफ अ विच एंड अ रोबोट, लाइक हाँ आई मीन इट्स मार्वल, दैट्स पॉसिबल, हो ही सकता है.
Yeah,
and at the end of the finale, I'm roaring. Oh my god, they're saying goodbye. Oh no.
Should we will get to that. But in the sixth episode, also all this while they're like, back in the real world, there's a whole like conflict between Monica, John Krasinski, and Kat Dennings. And this Hayward. Like director of Sword. Of, Sword.
इन्फॉर्मेशन बाई वीक बाई वीक. बत्ती जली.
सो दैट्स दिस होल कॉन्फ्लिक्ट गोइंग ऑन वेयर बेसिकली the director wants to capture, at this point we know that the director wants to capture Wanda or basically stop Wanda from doing what she's doing, because it's the reason he like and he's
told these guys that he shows some CCTV footage that she broke into Sword headquarters and stole Vision's body
right, which she's justified. So unka basically kya ho raha hai, they want to break in on their own terms, or they find a way to break in on their own terms, and Monica is like, I'm going in again. And what basically happening is, because this sort of reality that Wanda has created basically like reshifts her cells or her cellular like form or whatever, basically something happens where if she goes again once, they don't know what's going to happen. So this time when she goes in, she gets superpowers.
Yeah, that's in the episode after that. After the Halloween episode, when she enters the thing.
So I guess this is a good time to go to the seventh one.
I do want to talk about... I want to talk about the Halloween episode. Let's talk about Agatha. When Vision meets Agatha and they have an exchange and like he kind of unlocks her mind. And Agatha's like, oh, you're an Avenger, you're here to help us. And Vision can't remember anything from his past life. Now, while watching the show up till that point, did you have any suspicions on Agatha that something's wrong with her?
I knew that she's like something evil.
Just because of the casting?
It is. No. So? Just because the way they're treating her, there is no way she was not the villain. No fucking way. It's like, main bol raha hun, this was really similar to AK versus AK. Where AK versus AK, while watching, you're like, this is all set up. Anil Kapoor has done some setup. Spoilers for AK versus AK. Even here, I'm like, she has to be the villain.
Yeah.
Because all the others, there is some, like, you know, even, what's that neighbor, Herb, who like cuts through the fence or whatever. He's like, we're all here because we're all and you sort of get that hint from everyone around them except for Agatha, Agnes at this point. Agnes is totally playing into the different level sitcom thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
She's totally playing into the sitcom thing as if she doesn't have a mind. And I'm like, that has to be the villain. There's no way it won't be. I was just waiting to see how it would unravel and why she's the villain and things like that. So I knew that there is something wrong with her just because they're focusing too much on her for a supporting character of the sitcom. Zyada ho raha hai. But I knew uska kuch to hoga. So this... I really feel like we're missing something at the end of the sixth episode.
Sixth episode, mein Vision tries to escape the hex. And then he falls apart.
Right. And then it turns out, that's where the thing is confirmed. Vision was sort of resurrected in her mind. In this space that she's created. Because without that space, he's like disintegrating and he can't live. So that's, again, very revealing of Wanda's character. All the things in the show are very character focused on Wanda, and that's something I want to talk about, because this is something that could have easily been a movie. The first half of a movie. Ki there, Wanda has created this alternate reality for herself and she's doing all these things, and all this mystery could have been really been done in one movie. But I'm glad so. They made... I really think so. Because maybe not the whole...
then you wouldn't have that much development.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But I like that they made it into a show, because she is now one of the main characters of the MCU at this point. After Endgame, she's going to be arguably the main character. I think it's going to be between her and Captain Marvel. It's going to be her, Captain Marvel, and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Cap, Iron Man, and Thor situation.
Yeah.
Where they are like the three mains. And I like that they're doing that, because she has to be, because there is so much to explore, which they're finally doing, not in exposition and not in flashbacks, a whole fucking show based on it, which sets up more for the coming movies.
Yeah.
So I like that they did this as a series, because it gives the respect to her that that character deserves. And it gives the audience also more time to connect with her, more time to understand what she's going through. To have a good, hopefully, villain for Multiverse of Madness, hopefully, just saying. If that's the direction they're going with it, this was a fucking excellent move.
Yeah.
So getting into episode 7.
Seven is the one where it's a modern family slash modern office.
No. Full modern family. Because have you seen Modern Family?
The theme is just Pura Office.
No. Modern Family. Because
I know, I've seen, but I've read the behind the scenes and seen stuff.
Achha, they were going for Office also. Okay.
Haan, like it's a mixture. Like it may be more whole Modern Family than Office, obviously.
The whole mockumentary thing is definitely from Office. But because even the character that she is playing is straight Claire Dunphy from Modern Family. Straight up, even no difference. And Kat Dennings is Alex Dunphy.
Achha.
Full on. Modern Family. It is just those two characters. So this is where the modern sitcom thing happens. And this is where in the previous episode, Wanda gets so pissed that these people are like closing in on her hex and shit like that.
She expands the hex. Yeah.
Like more than you would expect her to.
Also about that, because like we were watching week by week, right? So she expands the hex and then the episode ends. And at that point, I remember everyone who was watching just went, oh my God, is this how they're going to enter mutants into the MCU? She's going to expand it to the world. Oh, fuck. It was so fun.
Not a bad theory. Honestly, not a bad theory.
Because like that's totally how they were playing it. Like tum Pietro ko lae. Like they said that people who enter the hex, like they have molecular changes. I get what they were doing.
Not a bad theory, honestly. Had they done that, that would have been also cool. But they don't do that. Instead, because now this hex is so huge, parts of it begin to crumble. There are glitches in the matrix, in the hex. Furniture moves from era to era.
Era to era.
In like a flash and shit like that. So, I like that also. Ki they're establishing her as one of the most powerful people in the MCU. But even her power has limits. Because if she was all powerful, then the glitch which hota hi nahi.
Well, then again, she doesn't, she's not really consciously in control of that stuff at that point. She's mostly unconsciously controlling stuff.
Yeah. Even, I think it was in the later episodes only where it's revealed that this thing started. It was in the 6th episode only. That's what we were missing. Ki she has a conversation with Pietro saying ki she didn't...
I don't remember how this happened. Yeah, yeah.
So
I just remember
really
emptiness.
A subconscious thing, and she sort of, it became her reality, obviously, because she wants it to be, but also because she doesn't remember how it started. She didn't make a conscious decision. Okay, I'm going to take over these people's lives. So in the 7th episode, finally, Vision
Vision has to partners up with Kat Dennings.
And
they have their own thing.
I love how they like they're in the RV or whatever. They're going to Wanda's house.
Yeah.
And there are all sorts of obstacles which Wanda's creating for them. Ek to traffic light hai. Traffic light ka mereko best laga because everything is empty.
And it's all classic like sitcom comedy
classic
stuff.
Classic sitcom tropes. Like, acha, all of a sudden construction chalu ho gaya yahan pe. Oh, now there's a school kids are
school
crossing.
Children are going.
So you must stop. And I like how even in the talking head portions, Vision is like, yeah, this she's just doing this to stop. Wait, what am I doing here? I have to go find her. And he actually leaves.
What am I doing here? Talking to you.
Oh, beta, I love it. And isn't that episode called Breaking the Fourth Wall?
I think so.
Hai na?
Yeah.
I love that they got the talking head in that. Excellent. Holy shit, the show's good. So this is where Wanda's this action that she's made begins to catch up with herself. Because the world around her is this reality that she's made is kind of crumbling and glitching. At the end of the episode, it was Agatha all along. I'm not remembering the tune as I would have totally sung it right now, but we find out that was the villain.
No, wait, what was the who's been doing everything? It's been Agatha all along.
Catchy shit, dude.
Yeah.
And I love how in the end it's like, and I skilled Sparky too. I'm like, fuck you. You bitch. How dare you?
Sparky
ko touch nahi karna tha.
Like that, at that moment, okay, you killed a dog, now you've crossed your line.
All the black magic is fine, the betrayal of your family is fine, you fucking with people's lives, trying to get all powerful and all fine. Kutte ko marna tune. Keanu.
That's Keanu. Oh, bad. There were so many Keanu memes, like John Wick memes after that episode.
I can totally imagine. So yeah,
also it's such a brilliant move to actually have that song number in there in that episode when
I know
it.
Right.
Such a brilliant move.
Brilliant. And you finally, I like how it's not just an exposition scene or her or a villain reveals their evil plan to hero scene where they're just explaining everything. It's all done in the song. Her controlling Pietro, her doing all these things. It's all done in the song. Very good. Very well told.
I love this small detail. Wo jo scene dekha tha na, where she's the cameraman. She's the director of that mockumentary.
And, like, you're not supposed to talk and it's her.
And people later went deep into... Like, when the guy says, no, ki, like, do you think you deserve it? In that scene. And it's totally Catherine Hahn doing it, changing her voice and her pitch.
Exactly.
Amazing. I love it. Oh,
awesome shit. Really awesome shit. Now, getting to episode 8. This is where
which is the
whole sitcom thing, and it's a flashback episode called Previously On.
Previously On.
This is where Wanda's story is finally shown to us instead of just a character expositing it to another. This is where we see her as a kid. We see her with the family, why the sitcom thing is a thing, and the actual blast.
Yeah.
So much that we've heard about but never seen. Finally, abhi dekhne ko mila. And I like that it's at a pivotal character moment.
Yeah.
Where it's Catherine Hahn as a villain, her character in this would totally take her through her life. Because it makes sense in the story also, but it's also a nod to the audience to finally show them what happened. Which is why I don't get the hate behind the show. The writing is very good. Very,
there's
very genius.
There's no hate behind the show. I don't think so. There's just some disappointments with the finale, which I completely understand. Some of it is not, like, some of it is overly blown out, but some of it is justified. But I don't think anyone really hated it until the finale. Like,
I don't know, because I've been browsing Reddit afterwards and...
There's your answer. You've been browsing Reddit. Reddit is such a small, like, percentage of
true.
opinions on the internet.
Agreed. So
Reddit pe tereko people, you're gonna find people complaining. To this us episode mein she had brownish hair, in the next one she had less brownish hair. Okay, this is not true to the character. You're gonna find that shit.
There was an image of movie details.
Oh yeah. I love that.
That is the worst fucking subreddit ever. It is hilarious because people will point out, oh, the director of this movie made a cameo in this, and it'll get like 32,000 upvotes. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's not a detail.
Yeah.
You haven't found some shit that nobody else knows.
There was an image that would perfectly fit there. I think one of the episodes where it's Vision and Wanda on a swing, right? It's an opening
sequence.
And like Vision ka shirt pe you can see ek button khula hua either.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, people are outraging over this. What?
Reddit okay, you know, are outraging, Thrones, not people.
In the Game of Thrones, thing, it made
the Starbucks.
Sense. Because, it made sense because the show's taking itself so seriously.
Yeah.
This literally, at least the first few episodes, could be passed off as a comedy.
Yeah, completely.
Hilarious show, meta show, creative show, and people are pointing out shit like this. Fuck you. This Vision is played by Paul Bettany.
God.
50,000 upwards.
What happens? We're talking about episode 8, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about episode 8, where finally it's revealed, or at least it's shown to us what the blast was, what experimentation happened on her, and what led her to this point. Not just to be in the Avengers, but to this specific point in WandaVision.
Yeah.
And that scene where she, like, I loved it. The scene where she tries to go and get Vision, but then eventually doesn't. That was a good subversion. I really thought that, at least from the way Hayward was telling things, I really thought she broke in, stole Vision's body, and then somehow resurrected. That was a good subversion. She goes and then she doesn't take Vision's body. Mm-hmm. She just looks at him and then fucks off.
Yeah. And that was a good, like you said, good subversion of expectations. And I remember a lot of people, like after watching it, they were like, wait, but she must have come, like in that moment. Because like we see the entire episode, right? So in that moment, some people must have been like, oh no, she has to come back because Hayward said this. I'm like,
yeah.
Tum log 50-50 movies dekhe ho aaj tak. Why can you not understand
what happened?
Yeah, like why can't you understand basic storytelling?
Exactly. Which is why at first I was like, why are they showing this again? Because there was a flashback, so we kind of know. And then I understood. How things really happened. So that was really cool. And that scene where she drives to Westview, goes to the house lot and just sort of breaks down, that I felt. And then the power, just her energy just unleashes and everything becomes fucking 50s. And she just, Vision comes, she smiles at Vision and they sit on the couch. And I'm like,
it's too good. That entire scene in the Avengers compound. But what is grief but not love persevering? Oh, God.
Oh!
Amazing.
And I love how you notice that little detail where there's some scene in Malcolm in the Middle where the entire tent or whatever falls Cranston. Yeah, and Vision is like, is he going to be okay? It's like, he won't get hurt.
Is it funny because of the... Yeah, is it funny because of the grievous injury the man suffered?
Yeah, and she's like, no, he'll be fine. It's not that kind of show. And I'm like,
yeah.
Good writing. This was the episode that sort of made Wanda more because it explains more about her. While not being too like, oh, look how clever we are. Like I was saying in the beginning, that the hints that they give, they know that the audience knows this. So they only give information that will enrich what the audience already knows and build her character rather than just retell what we already know. So that was good. And yeah, so Catherine Hahn's whole thing was basically she's like an evil witch. And at the end...
And that, wait, we're in episode 8 only, right? Yeah. So we go through the whole... her whole past and everything. And right at the end, the fucking name drop. That makes you the Scarlet Witch. And it is so earned. Because one thing I really like Marvel on certain things is that like she's never been called the Scarlet Witch in the MCU, even though she's been in like 5-6 movies. She's
always been Wanda or Maximoff or something.
And they commit to actually like to her taking on that mantle. It's not just ki theek hai, she just gets the costume out of nowhere and she just gets the name out of nowhere. No, there is a reason for that happening. She's one of the most powerful characters in the MCU, so like in the whole Marvel comics, so of course like that she has to deserve, like there has to be,
which is why I was saying I'm glad they did this in a series and not a movie. Then it would be Justice League situation where 2 ghante mein rush karke itna cheeze batana hai, and we bring on a new director in between, and then the old director guy cut his whatever.
I think you didn't bring me back because you like me. I don't. God, I hate that trick.
Yeah, okay, so...
So we're talking about... the 8th episode, that happens.
8th episode, all that happens.
One of the, like the first big reveal, one of the biggest reveals is that she created a fake Vision. Is a big reveal.
Exactly.
That
she can create a sentient weapon.
Yeah.
And not remember, just Vision as Vision. Like he has all his powers and shit.
Yeah, he's got powers, he's vibranium inside the hex, of course. But
what the fuck else can she do?
And that was all unconscious.
All subconscious. Like,
yeah,
it was all subconscious.
Yeah.
Amazing. God.
And of course, at the the one of the post-credit scenes, they reveal White Vision.
White Vision,
which was also something I didn't really.
Is he actually called White Vision, or is there like a specific name for him?
There might be. I'm not sure, but I think people just refer to him as White Vision.
That was also good because I was totally expecting a Logan style Wolverine versus Wolverine fight. But I like that Vision went and sort of made him free, because that's what happened to him as Vision.
Also, you read the Paul Bettany quote, no? You didn't know. So, right, this is like episode 7 ke end ke aaspaas. So, Paul Bettany on a interview, he said that there's one cameo that hasn't been revealed, and it's an actor I've wanted to work with my entire life, and we have some amazing chemistry. So people were going gaga, like, oh my god, it's gonna be Ian McKellen as Magneto, it's gonna be John Krasinski, blah blah blah. And then okay, so the actor Paul Bettany wanted to work with his whole life was Paul Bettany.
Respect. I love that guy.
Amazing.
That is such a like Ryan Reynolds thing to do, no? Yeah.
You should watch the actual clip. Take it, not just read the quote. The clip mein you can see ki ye banda mass acting kar raha abhi.
Awesome.
Oh man.
So let's get the Vision shit out of the way so we can talk about the good stuff. I like that Vision deals with this how Vision would deal with it. It's a similar way he dealt with Ultron.
Yeah.
He talked like boy philosophically instead of like just going Hulk smash. So that was really cool. And now I'm excited to see what White Vision's role will be in the coming movies, because he's going to be there. There's no way he's not going to be there. Okay. Now that is out of the way.
Okay, wait. Now we're getting into the finale now. Now, for the finale, let's get whatever you like. What were you disappointed in anything? What were your negatives? Let's get those out of the way first. Because I had primarily
my
two
negatives
things.
Were not so much with the finale, but rather the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I wanted more characterization from the supporting characters. I feel Agatha gets enough. I feel Monica Rambeau also gets more than enough because there is some context involving her in previous movies. I wanted more of Kat Dennings and John Krasinski. And honestly, even Hayward.
Yeah, he just turned out to be a dick.
He just turned out to be like a really, really like douche.
Yeah.
And he just wanted, and like, so okay, it's revealed that he didn't want this to end because he wanted to capture Wanda. It's because he wanted Vision.
Yeah.
Because he wants a sentient weapon.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's very Mission Impossible bad guy motivation. Like, I want a nuclear weapon. Why? Bas chahiye.
Chahiye mere ko. Because power.
Santa didn't give it to me. Now I want. Really? So, and even like Kat Dennings and this guy. So I was like, they're really charming, which is why I like to watch them. And I was like on their side and all. But character wise, as a character, I wanted a little more from them rather than just serving the purpose of the show.
Yeah.
Because these are characters who have appeared before. Maybe not for too much, but they have appeared before.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little more with them. Otherwise, in the finale, no, I don't think I have any.
Mine are, well, the first main one, White Vision, mostly because of how the conflict ended, which is, okay, now Vision's back in the MCU. एक मूवी के लिए मरा था इज बैक चिल मारो लाइक ही इज स्टिल नॉट डी विजन लाइक देयर स्टिल ही इज गॉट सम सोर्स ऑफ टू डू
फील दैट बिकॉज़ इट्स नॉट डी विजन
लाइक आई हैव सीन सो मेनी फेक डेथ्स इन द एमसीयू एट दिस पॉइंट एंड लाइक डू यू रियली लाइक बिकॉज़ द थिंग इज व्हेन यू डू इट टू मेनी टाइम्स नो व्हेन यू लाइक किल अ कैरेक्टर देन देयर बैक डेथ लूजेस इट्स मीनिंग
इट डज
सो लाइक The only major characters who have died and haven't come back yet are Tony Stark, Quicksilver, like the Age of Ultron Quicksilver, and maybe a few here and there. But like Loki, at this point, it's a meme. The amount of times Loki has died has come back.
Yeah, but Loki is the only character for which it makes sense, I feel.
That doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. It just demystifies
death. It would be a problem. See, that would be a problem if they play up Loki's death as very dramatic at this point.
Because
then
at this
it
point,
would
you've
be
killed
a
him
huge
three
problem.
Times.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It's become
even
a meme
your...
in that because it's in his character only to fake death. He's the god of mischief.
Yeah,
so
I'm leaving away any narrative reason. Even White Vision, like, writing aside, because writing-wise, I think it's fine. Like, the way they did it, I don't have any complaints with it. I don't dislike the way
You're
they did it
more
or why
what
they did it.
It means for the universe at this point.
Yeah. What it means for the actual stakes of the universe. Because now Vision's back. So the whole show was about Wanda letting go of Vision and letting go of her past traumas.
Right.
That means she's letting go of everything.
Now I get what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I just don't like the idea of bringing him back.
Yeah.
That's
it really
one?
Should have. I think I have a
and
feeling
the
that
one.
They kind of did that before the second. I have a feeling they kind of did that because Vision kind of went out like a bitch. If you see Infinity War, he really doesn't.
Yeah,
do
he did. Yeah, he did. But then again, why should every hero have get a hero death?
Yeah, exactly. No. I'm not saying hero death. I'm saying in Infinity War. He was kind of useless. The only reason he wasn't the most useless character is because Star-Lord was in that movie. that's it. And I feel that that's the reason they did that. Mm. But I agree with you that they shouldn't.
Yeah. And the second thing is Ralph Boner. Now, not for the reason you might think. I'm not mad that it didn't turn out to be Quicksilver from a different universe, from the X-Men universe or whatever. Okay, that I was like 99% sure it's not gonna turn out to be that. It's gonna be kind of a fake out.
When we saw Agatha controlling.
तू binge करके देखा है, चुप कर. तू binge किया है. We had to live with two weeks of theorizing.
Sorry.
ठीक है. The what I didn't like, it kind of turned out to be like the Mandarin from Iron Man 3. Now here's the thing.
Shut up, okay. Ben Kingsley is legendary in that book.
He is legendary. I just don't like what they did with him. Hola, 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 hola.
Hola,
hola. Now with Evan Peters here, right? Listen, I don't have any problems with trolling the audience. Take care. I think it's a genius move. It's a stroke of genius that they cast Evan Peters just to throw off the audience. Take care. It's an amazing move.
Too good.
Really good move, and you can do a fake out. You like fuck the like pagal fanboys who really want to theorize everything. Because I want the story to make sense also, and for this thing it makes sense that he was just some random guy and Agatha was controlling him. What I didn't like was you have to throw in you have to like completely like itna tumko joke karne ka kya chadha hai. You have to it's not just a joke. It's not just a joke ki, oh, let's not just crush some fan expectations, but let's also throw it in their face ki nahi hai, pata chala, dekh, nahi hai. But also a dick joke. I saw a meme where guys, don't be disappointed when Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield turn up in Spider-Man 3 as Toby Cumgun and Andrew. It was some dick joke. And I'm like, yep, ye pakka karenge because Marvel can do it.
And I really hope they don't.
I really hope they don't, but they've kind of done this twice now.
The boner joke, I'm like, that's kind of his character because he's really described as a man-child. And at that point, he really is under the influence of Agatha at that point. He's not Boner.
No, yeah, but what that also does is, like, let's say with Mandarin and this guy, right? You got, like, these well-known actors, you got them into the MCU, and turns out they're just nobody. So now it kind of throws off any, like, theek hai, fan expectation, fuck that, theek hai. Like, with Pietro thing, I knew that it's not going to be Pietro, it's fine, they're just playing it as a red herring. बट अभी जब पता चला कि ओ अब ये मार्वल में कभी आएगा नहीं एज एनी पोटेंशियल अदर कैरेक्टर ओ नो दैट हर्ट्स अ लिटिल बिट
दैट वे ओके दैट वे यू आर सेइंग
दैट एंड
नो अनलेस ब्लेटेंट मल्टीवर्स हैपेंस व्हिच आई थिंक इज गोइंग टू
इवन आई डोंट नो इफ दे रियली गोना डू द मल्टीवर्स द वे वी थिंक इट इज
या एग्जैक्टली आई थिंक दैट दे आर गोना डू द मल्टीवर्स लाइक दे आर गोना यूज like they did Days of Future Past, where the second they're out of, I wouldn't say exactly out of ideas, but the second that too many people have died and too much shit has happened and you kind of want to change things up, they're going to do multiverse as a reset button.
Yeah. No, my thing is with Doctor Strange, right? So in the MCU up till now, we've had two multiverse fake outs. The first one was with Far From Home. Where like, oh, my multiverse se hai. Like, they did get the joke, lol. Well, so I love that moment when they reveal he's the villain. But still, it's a fake out. And kind of here. Obviously, they never said it's like WandaVision is about the multiverse. They just said it leads into the multiverse movie. But even then, like, people had valid expectations that this is playing with the multiverse to some extent. Now Spider-Man 3... Obviously, like, we don't know anything about it. We just heard rumors. The only thing we know for sure...
I'm not even speculating that.
Only thing we know for sure is that Alfred Molina and
Sinister Six hone wala hai.
Maybe.
They can't... at this point... Yeah, even if it doesn't happen, it's fine. Yeah. What I'm saying is, chances are that you cast all these people as these characters.
Yeah.
Sinister Six might happen, especially because that's what Sony was wanting to do with Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, and with Doctor Strange Multiverse, so the first Doctor Strange movie, if you remember, when he meets Tilda Swinton and she basically throws his soul for a loop through different universes, they kind of say that is a multiverse where it's not just different, like, alternate versions of characters, but it's alternate, like, universes with their own physics, with their own dimensions. Right. So when you talk about multiverse, it's three things generally you can talk about. One is that kind of a thing where it's just completely different, like, dimension. Second is, like, alternate versions of characters, where, like, one where Captain America is evil, one where Spider-Man never becomes Spider-Man, stuff like that. And the endgame wala thing, where it's just different timelines where different things happen. Obviously, the second and third are kind of similar, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, what I and most fans want from the multiverse is that alternate version thing. Okay, like, oh shit, Doctor Strange runs into a evil Captain America or something like that. Something to that extent. What I think they're going to do is what you said, Days of Future Past kind of thing, where it's timeline related.
Okay.
And they've done multiverse fakeouts twice. Yeah,
let's
so
see.
So I really hope they really commit to the multiverse when it comes to that, because it's been a long build up to it.
It really has.
Go crazy with it. Fans are gonna understand
they
everything.
They should.
They won't get confused. Don't worry.
They have to have balls in this. They have only one shot at this.
And it's Sam Raimi. You can't. Don't fuck it up.
Exactly.
You can't. Sam Raimi.
Bruce Campbell bhi hoga movie mein.
He is also gonna be in there. Yeah. Okay. Those were my only two complaints, but everything else I was just fine
everything
with.
Else So okay. The suit.
I'm just pulling up that image. Yeah. God, that suit looks so good. Also, the fact that they were able to, like, because when there are some suits in the comics you see, and like, this would look too stupid on screen, right?
Exactly.
And Scarlet Witch's costume is one of them.
That, yeah, exactly. That they showed the original Scarlet Witch costume. The one that's been in Ultron and shit like that.
Yeah.
When she gets out of the Hex. They showed the OG comics suit.
Yeah.
And now the MCU suit.
Yes.
The reveal of the MCU suit is the best moment in this entire show.
It's an earned moment in the purest sense.
Truly, they have been focusing so much on her character, giving all these subtle hints, trying to tell a story while being creative with it. So earned. At that moment, if she looked like dog shit, I would still be like, this is epic. I don't care.
And thankfully, it doesn't look like dog shit.
It looks awesome.
Yes.
It's. I like that it's dark red.
Yeah.
Sort of setting up again. She be a villain in multiverse? I don't know. Hopefully she is.
Also, did you catch the similarities to Magneto ka costume?
Yes.
From Apocalypse.
Of course I did. I was like, Emily.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take it.
Yeah, so I was one thing I was disappointed about. There was no moment where Vision comes to Wanda after defeating White Vision or whatever, and then the kids are there, and then they have an incredible steam up moment.
But you didn't like that.
No, I'm saying that wasn't there.
I mean, it kind of was there, no? That
no. I want the exact incredible steam up moment.
Achha, the exact moment.
With the zoom in, with the track in, and they're all posing and shit And oh my god, that would have been so cool.
That made
but that's fine. It's fine.
That made for a good WandaVision spoilers without context. Just incredible pose.
Yeah. That's it. But yeah, that's a joke. Everything
also
else, I would have, like I said, I wanted more on the side characters, especially Monica Rambeau's powers.
Yeah.
What exactly is she and what exactly can she do? I know they're saving it for later. I just wanted some hints so that I know what her character is about now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the finale was awesome, dude. I didn't mind. Yeah. Like, a lot of people might say that the Hex thing is like a what do they call a red herring?
For what? Like, they're not bringing mutants and all that thing.
No. The hex thing. Agatha tries to do her powers and then it's revealed that there are hexes.
Oh, the runes. Yeah.
Runes, not hex. Runes.
How is that a red herring?
I feel a lot of people would say, because it's really done without an exact explanation. It's just explained what runes are. It's not explained or shown ki when did Wanda put runes on her hex and shit like that. And there's
she was putting them when she was fighting. There were scenes where she's just throwing at the wall.
That's we've got through speculation. It hasn't been like a...
No, it's not speculation.
That is exactly what happened. Like in
that is exactly what happened. Yeah. It's not speculation. That is exactly what happened. She basically remembered when Agatha had her under the runes in the previous episode. And she just used that against Agatha. Like, thanks for the lesson, bitch. That's just what happened.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. There's nothing more to it.
Oh, my bad. Oh, that was really cool.
Our Karubins?
It's in the same episode.
you have watched like 5 episodes before that going into it. At that moment. It was without any break.
Previous episode.
If you're going to do a brain fart, really, that's all what it comes down to, okay?
Fucking absolute.
Next time, week by week,
you have to explain it.
No.
Fuck off, I'm not watching. Actually, wait. Falcon versus Winter Soldier, I don't have the energy to binge because I feel it's not going to be that interesting. So I might just watch it week by week.
It's also 6 episodes only.
Yeah, I must still do
probably longer episodes also, I would imagine. Like, slightly longer episodes. I just hope it's good. I just hope it's not generic.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it's good. It feels
too generic, especially after this.
Hobbs and Shaw feels more creative at this point.
Yes.
Not saying that's a bad movie, that's an amazing movie,
good movie. Also, they're trying to go for that kind of humor where
where it's like banter and they're like joking on each other and insulting each other and shit.
This
doesn't have Edza Gonzalez. It's not going to be good.
That's also true. And exactly. Vanessa Kirby.
Yes.
And Vanessa Kirby.
So overall, I thought I loved the show.
Yeah. I mean, I really, really like the show.
Every complaint I've heard of the show is just the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
I will never understand these people who like criticize shows like this. It's just bullshit.
That's about it. Let's talk about that final post-credit scene where she's... Also, the one thing before that, when Agatha says ki, like, it's told in the Darkhold that you will be the Scarlet Witch, you will destroy the world. Mm-hmm. So the Darkhold, that book, right? That book makes an appearance in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it looks very different. Okay. Now at this point, obviously, because like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in like season 4 or something, Ghost Rider comes in and all that. They go crazy with it. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, the true fans know it's not really canon to the MCU. It's just a one-way canon.
It's just
mostly for marketing. Because if they don't do that, even those people won't watch
it. Then the show won't, exactly.
Yeah. And Kevin Feige has never had control over that show because, like, he was not involved with it. Except at the start a little bit, like, for the pilot or something. But that's about it. And so, when they reveal that it's the Darkhold in this episode, it's kind of like Kevin Feige going, hey, don't, wo bhool ja wo wala show. That show, you remember, it doesn't exist, bitch. That doesn't exist.
They're retconning Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with the book?
I mean, the show doesn't really exist for...
Or they're kind of confirming ki even we don't really care about this.
But more of the latter.
Okay, good.
Like, we don't really care. That doesn't matter. It's its own thing.
That's its own thing. Mazze ke liye dekho, just give us some money, Netflix, bro.
Yeah. Waisa hai. So, okay, yeah. Cool. So, the Darkhold at the end, it's revealed that just like Doctor Strange, she has her own astral projection where she can learn stuff while her physical form is doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And she's reading the Darkhold. Like, theek hai, cool vision, kind of villainous. Nice. And then she hears her children. Like, okay, now we're getting more of what Doctor Strange 2 is gonna be about, where it's gonna be two things, right? Either she tries to get her children back and she opens up the multiverse and like Doctor Strange comes in and like they have to figure out stuff. Like, obviously she's gonna be in a more villainous, like, she has to be in a more villainous
role. She really has to.
Just the all obvious conclusion,
the way they've set it up.
Because before this, we were thinking ki the multiverse thing happens on its own and Doctor Strange comes to her for help. Like, because you also do magic and shit, so help me. But now it feels like, okay, she is going to be the source of the conflict in the movie.
Exactly. It also, and also set up by the fact ki she just, when she's like walking towards Monica, after everything is over and all the people in the town are sort of staring at her. And she's like, let it go, or let it go, whatever the accent
let
is.
Let it go.
I also like that they're meta about the accent. That accent really comes and goes.
Comes and goes, huh?
And we're like, thank you. Somebody said it.
There.
Yeah. So she says, like, whatever, it's not going to change how they see me. I really felt that was like a birth of a villain type moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where not exactly a villain, but sort of how Loki was in the first two Thors. Where he's bad, but not really, but
so, and those are the best villains where you really understand
where they're coming from. And this is awesome, dude. Imagine having like only Shyamalan has done this. Had an entire thing focusing on the villain. And then bring it to bring the conflict in. So really, really cool.
Also, Wanda has had the most, like, if she is to become like the next Thanos level villain or something, which she totally can be, she's had the most development in the MCU as far as villains go.
We've seen her
like starting out or like against the Avengers, joining them, going through all this shit over like 5-6 movies, getting her own
show. Really has been through the most amount of shit also tragically in life.
Easily.
Out of all the characters. Losing the parents, losing Vision, being fucking tested on everything. I also in the finale, we kind of mentioned this before, but just the part where she's saying goodbye to Vision.
Yeah. Really sweet. Really good. Oh,
very good. Yeah.
Man, I can't wait for Doctor Strange 2 because have you noticed how that movie has been shooting for like 5 months or something? It's gonna end shooting around April. We haven't had one set photo leak for that movie at all. Nothing has been like revealed or leaked at all.
It's Sam Raimi.
Also,
I
mean, little of it goes to like Spider-Man 3, even though officially they've revealed like Molina and Jamie Foxx are coming back and all that, but Doctor Strange, it's completely shrouded in secrecy. We don't know anything about it.
It's Sam Raimi. He understands how movies should be made.
Also, it's gonna be Sam Raimi, not just like with Doctor Strange magic shit.
With Bruce Campbell!
With Bruce Campbell. And he's gonna have Scarlet Witch. Not Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Oh, that movie is going to be something. That's about it, I guess. Overall, we both really love the show. Recommend you watching it. Abhi kya recommend? You've probably already watched it.
just in case you haven't. Speaking to a specific friend here who doesn't really care about spoilers. Dekh le, bro.
He still hasn't watched it.
He's watching it like tonight only or something.
अब तो देखना ही पड़ेगा।
So yeah,
thank you for watching and or listening to the episode. And we'll probably have we're planning at least a couple more episodes this month unless work comes in because we've got some work from college and all. Yeah.
In the next week, hopefully, I get time to do a Cyberpunk thing because I finally finished the game. I've done like 4 of the endings out of all the 7. Hopefully I get time and we do a Cyberpunk this week.
Yeah.
Like that.
Anyway, thank you for watching, listening. There's some buttons down below, so press them.